Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Data AI Productivity and Business with a Little Personality podcast. I'm your host Mukund Ansankar, and today I want to talk about using AI for customer lifetime value. So, you know, you may be wondering what is customer lifetime value? Well, to explain it in a more simpler and more relatable way, it's like figuring out, you know, which of your friends you can count on to show up for like a free food night. Right, like you got that friend who comes up once, he'll eat half the food and vanish until next time, you know, you have free food. And then there's the other friend who will be there every time, and then they will pitch in for food, they'll pitch in for drinks, and basically be a good friend. And that's what customer lifetime value is. Like, it helps you focus on this other friend who is helping you with everything versus the friend who's just showing up for the free food. So that's the easiest way to explain this. But like specifically, if I want to talk about customer lifetime value in marketing, and that's the main focus of this, it is like helping you identify which customers bring you more value, right? And that's what the example I mentioned above was. It's customer lifetime value is showing which customers will bring you lifetime value over a period of time, how much revenue they will bring to you, right? And the old ways of traditional, you know, customer lifetime value essentially were very, very outdated. The way we are doing it is, it's not, you know, completely efficient. I feel like we can always optimize this. And that's why using AI, which we have available to us, is the next step in this process. So what could be some, you know, challenges? Why am I even talking about this today? In the old school way for calculating, you know, customer lifetime value, it is like, just think about it like using your flip phone in 2024. Right? Today's day and age, you're using a flip phone. You can definitely use it, but you're not exactly going to be able to do anything with it in today's age, right? Like, you won't be able to use you know, maps. I'm not saying Apple Maps, but Google Maps, because everybody uses that, or Waze, right, for that matter. So you typed in let's say hello, and the group chat is not going to be as effective on a, you know, a flip phone. So basically that's what a traditional model is indicating here. So what you need to be doing is like using what you have available to you, which is now AI in the last year and some change. Use that to, you know, go to the next step. Again, with the traditional way of calculating CLV, which is customer lifetime value, it relies on like old static models like spreadsheets. I'm sure you're probably doing the same. You're probably typing in these numbers of like how many customer orders have come through, how many orders this customer has placed over time, and you're calculating the revenue that this customer has given in that order, how frequently have they made a purchase, and how many months has it been since they first joined. So those are usually the parameters that you use for customer lifetime value. But here's the thing, right? It is just accounting for something really static. Like, I mean, if you want to account for something which is like a change in actual behavior. Like, see, now the thing is, if you're relying on old static rigid models using spreadsheets, you're not going to be able to capture changes, like sudden changes in the customer behavior. What I mean by sudden changes is like the customer stopped coming in 3-4 months, and you know, they just been active for. So you want to be, when I talk about sudden changes in customer behavior, I'm specifically talking about these customers who come in, you know, once in 6 months, and then maybe come in 3 months continuously after that, and then again disappear after 6 months. So it's like a sudden change, right? Like, I mean, so that kind of stuff is hard to capture in a spreadsheet. So you are missing out on real-time insights. And that's something I'm hoping to tackle in this podcast, basically using AI, right? How AI can help solve this problem of, you know, not capturing real-time data, which I'll talk about. So in using AI, what happens is you can do real-time data processing, right? Now, think about AI specifically as your friend who's always knows when to ghost the group about without the session. Now, how would you think about AI? AI is like your friend who knows when you're about to ghost the group. So they'll do some kind of an activity to make sure that you're not ghosting the group. They'll maybe engage with you at that time. And that's what AI is. AI is your friend. So AI, for customer lifetime value, what it does is it will update based on your interactions with the product or with the company, and like as a customer. So like, let's say you're the customer and you're interacting with the company, and AI will update that model. So basically how the frequent interaction is, how many orders you placed. So all of that is being tracked with AI. So you're really getting super swift answers, right? Like super quick. And I mean, you're seeing it real time. That's mainly the thing. And based on that real-time interaction, you will now see targeted offers specifically for you. I don't think there's anything better than getting offers which is relevant to you as a customer. I mean, versus getting recommended some random stuff which you're not probably going to buy, and it's a waste of your time, right? That's what I mean with AI, it can help. And the other piece I want to talk about how AI can help is with smarter customer segments. So what that means is, like, think of your AI powered customer segments, which is like your Spotify playlist, right? Spotify is helping you, you know, get recommended to the songs which you like, right? Like, I mean, it's obviously a recommendation engine, so they know which kind of music you would like, and so that kind of recommendations is what we're aiming for. So now if you think about like more in a e-commerce base, so it knows which customers are in your big spending category, or someone who's like in your, you know, they recycle their Ziploc bag. So there's two different kinds essentially here. One is a high budget customer and one is a moderate, I would say. But like that kind of segment is identified using AI. So an AI, it will go beyond demographics, and I mean, obviously, demographics meaning their age, gender, location, and it will use behavior, the customer behavior, for better targeting, right? And you want, as a company, you should be looking at the customer behavior, but like AI would be helping you with that, because doing it by yourself and looking at a spreadsheet, that's not the future. So AI obviously means it is looking at predictive capabilities, because that's how it's learning about you. So it was predicting your next move. So yeah, you want somebody to like actually learn about you, if you're comfortable with that, that is. So the traditional model won't allow you to do that. It will be giving you a weather report from last week. Like, it's like a weatherman which is giving you a weather report from last week. Think about it that way. But AI would be giving you a future weather report for tomorrow. Like, I mean, tomorrow's weather report would be predicted more accurately. And that's something you want to be aiming for. Basically, you're forecasting what you're going to be doing tomorrow, what you're going to be wanting right now. It should know about you to be able to give like a proper lifetime value prediction. Now if I think about AI, right, like, so think about when you're having like a quiet customer, like customer who is, you know, buying every few months and then is quiet for a few months, but they don't leave you any reviews, like a 5-star review at least. So now with AI, what happens is, like, even your quiet customer, the customer who is, you know, buying a product like for 3 continuous months and then keeping quiet for 6 months and then buying after 3 months. So even for those customers who are quiet in between, what AI is doing is it is helping identify those customers in that segment. So nobody is getting, you know, missed, because those could be your valuable customers, and AI is helping you identify those. That's what we should be aiming for. Basically, you're looking at all kinds of data that they provide, this customer is giving to you, like any kinds of review information, if they're given social interactions. So that would be also helping you to identify the customer's value. So do make sure that you're, you know, utilizing those channels to leverage AI more correctly for customer lifetime value. Now, all this in theory might sound great, but like, you would be wondering, has this been practically implemented? There is, yes, obviously there is a case that I want to talk about specifically today. And this one was a Starbucks example. So Starbucks, what it does is, and I'll link this study in the show notes, but Starbucks, what it does is it will not just know your favorite drink. They will also ask you, you know, what's up? Basically, like, just to see if you're interested in some kind of a drink that your barista made the last time. So because it has tracked your interactions whenever you've gone in and made a purchase, so AI knows, maybe, right, like, you know, around that time to ping you on the Starbucks app and let you know that, hey, do you want to get something today? Because it has looked at your past interactions that you've gone in at 3 p.m. Every Thursday to get your Starbucks pink drink, and it would ping you, hey, do you want to get a pink drink? So that kind of stuff is being tracked in the Starbucks app. So it is using AI to track the customer habits through their app, loyalty program. So AI will basically flag the company if there's any changes in the behavior. So you're getting more personalized offers based on interactions. And that's the world I would want to live in. Now, so like, I wanted to also talk about how do we, if we wanted to do it ourselves, right? If you want to do this process ourselves, how do we go ahead and implement AI for customer lifetime value prediction? So think about it like this. Getting started with AI in general is like cleaning up your room before your guests arrive. And what that means is your data needs to be clean, right? Like, I mean, AI can only be as good as your data. So if your data is not clean and there's inconsistencies in the data and all that, AI is not going to work. I know you want to basically give all access to the data, to the AI. But AI will definitely be more effective when you have cleaner data. So make sure data is organized, you're choosing the right tools, like the ones I can recommend I've seen, you know, being used effectively were Google Auto ML or Salesforce Einstein. So they've have very user-friendly AI integration. So make sure you're looking into that. And I would say start like gradually, right? Like, I mean, start with a small focus group before scaling up with this AI process. So sometimes AI may not be for you yet, but I would always suggest to start small. Definitely take your time, but like I would say, do look into this process of using AI for your customer lifetime value. So that's the key takeaway, really. AI-driven customer lifetime value prediction is essential if you want to progress ahead in a more modern marketing world. So you can get more personalized campaigns, reduce your customer churn, and build solid customer relationships that last you maybe in your whole and company lifespan. So that's something you want to be aiming for. And just think about why, and I'm sure you know this, why AI is the future. AI is everywhere around us, and if we are not adapting it, we are definitely lagging behind. So I keep thinking about areas where we can use AI, and customer lifetime value is definitely a strong area to do that. So make sure you're using AI, and that's all for this podcast. Thank you, and I will see you in the next episode.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.